for toilets.
Oh, so women are going to change the world?
Well, we're going to change our part of the world because that's how change happens. So few women know about Resolution 1325, and the first thing that we're going to do is to let more women know about it.
That sounds really practical and useful. Go ahead. Attend your meetings. I'll attend to the children.
No, Dad. I want to come to...
Under your wheels, the hope of spring. Mirage of loss, a few more things. You left your sorrow dangling. It hangs in air like a school cheer. Bump like notes inside the chords. On every wall, inflections carved. Deep as lakes and dark as stars. Remember, we were the volunteers. Courts knew this and nothing more. Now it's my rights versus yours. With my shaking hand, fingers and paints we brought, thinking we'd need them when we're not, flying the flags of new empires and rights, a new empire and rights, the truth in one free afternoon, a new empire and rights, the truth in and starts the time to dabble in the arts, to tease the packs of dogs in charge. But kid, it's all wasted on me. Under your wheels, the hope of spring, mirage of loss, a few more things. The medicine, it still won't sing, but there's dangerous levels of it here.
Okay, that right there is new pornographers, and I'm a little confused because, first of all, this new album, which is called Challengers, is not on Mint Records. It is Last Gang records in Canada. And in the States, they are on Matador. Again, that's their release label in the States. Little disappointing. I don't know. That's the first song I've heard of it. That's the title track. Well, the first song on the album, which is called My Rights Versus Yours. And usually the first song on any album is their best, generally speaking. I mean, and whatever. I don't know. Were Mint disappointed with them? I don't know. And I decided to do a little research here on the internet, and it says, new pornographers leave Mint Records. I found this dated August 1st of 07, and it's on some site called aversion.com. And it doesn't say why. It just says that the new pornographers have a new Canadian label, although the Canuck indie pop darlings are sticking with Matador to release their challengers in the United States. They're moving on up from Mint Records. That, to me, to Last Gang. I've never even heard of Last Gang. So to me, I don't know. Mint's kind of the pinnacle of Canadian indie labels. But hey, you know, whatever. So there you go. Okay. And I'm pretty excited here. I actually got an email from somebody in Toronto. How shocking. Who actually listens to my show. Because I thought no one does. And that's okay. Because if you don't expect much, then you'll never be disappointed, if you know what I'm saying. So apparently this guy named Jason out of Toronto likes my show and has asked me via email to play Deeper Than Beauty by Sloan from their first big album, which is Twice Removed. And I'm like, sure, of course. I love the album and I love Sloan, and this actually, that song, Deeper Than Beauty, is one of my favorites. So, hey, Jason, it's all good. So I have it all queued up here. I'm not exaggerating a bit. I'm queuing it up as I speak. So there you go. I hope you guys are all doing well. This show here runs from 6:30 until 8 every Wednesday, except for the first one of each month. And it is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I'm your host, Anita B. And Canadian music is the deal here. And that's, I guess, all I need to tell you, except that this is the last Wednesday before school starts. So I hope you guys are all getting your pencils and binders and knapsacks all ready for September 4th, which is a Tuesday. There you go. I know I am because I'm a teacher. So here we go. Anyways, this goes out to Jason. This is Sloan, Deeper Than Beauty.
Like the rest of the world, thumbs up asses. If you call us, Thank you.
That comes out of the summer of 96. That is Salmon Blaster out of London, Ontario, with their song Freeway from their self-titled album, which was on Liquid Records. And I love that song. I love the drum beat. Yes. Don't know what's going on with those guys. It's been a long time. Who knows? But yeah, good old Southwestern Ontario. Okay. Before Salmon Blaster, we heard Ashtray Boy, and they are a band who, a couple of the members, I do believe, originated from Australia, and they've sort of traveled. I think they lived in, like, San Francisco for a while, but they did stay, and I'm not sure where they are now. They could still be living in Vancouver, but they were Vancouver residents at the time that they recorded that album that we just listened to before Salmon Blaster, which is called The Euro. And we heard the song from that called Mis and Yomi. And then before that, we heard Sloan with their song from 94, Deeper Than Beauty, off of Twice Removed. That was a Geffen Records release. All right, that was way back in the days when the whole East Coast hype, right after Nirvana. And yeah, they thought that Sloan might possibly be the next Nirvana. Yeah, and you know, maybe in Canada for a little while they were. Kind of. But, yeah, I love Sloan. I did. Now Sloan are different. They don't really appeal to me in the same way, but I love them up to about, I guess, 99, up to about that time. Yeah. Okay. So you are listening to Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm your host, Anita B. And what we're going to be listening to next is something from... Shadowy Men. Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet. That's what we're going to hear. And the whole focus of the show is Canadian music. So if you would like to call in and request something, you can do so. The number here at CITR is 604-822-CITR. So that's 604-822-2487. And the criteria for me playing your music is A, if it's Canadian. B, if it's relatively good, if it meets the show genre, if you will, the music that I play. So if you're going to be requesting seriously like death metal or noise, and if it's Canadian, it, you know, I'm just not going to play it. Let me tell you that right now because I've had callers. And really, here's another thing, total faux pas, total faux pas. If it's your own band, I don't know what, just... And then you're going to admit it, at least make up a fake name and say, I've heard of this band, they're called whatever, and they're really good. But when somebody calls in and says, can you play my band? Nobody else plays them. I kind of think, well, there must be a reason. Well, you know, we're like noise. It's like, well, listen to my show. Don't you get it? We're ska punk. Okay, whatever. So, okay, right. And then the other thing is, okay, so there's point A, B, and then point C is if I can find it. So if you request something and it's just not available here in the studios, you know, yeah, then I can't play it. So there you go. So yeah, give me a call, 604-822-2487 if you want me to play something for you. But in the meantime, We've got something out of Toronto, and this is Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Screen and Van City put on the glitz for the 19th annual Vancouver Queer Film Festival, August 16th to the 26th. Vancouver's largest, most fabulous 11-day arts event brings film lovers and filmmakers together to experience the world's best new independent films about queer lives. Tickets are available at TicketsTonight.ca, Cinemark Tinseltown, Little Sisters Book and Art Emporium, and Black Dog Video. Visit OutOnScreen.com for full film listings. The Vancouver Queer Film Festival, worth coming out for.
Okay, that right there is Rick White album, and that name of that album. So actually, the artist is now considered Rick White album. That's who that is. The title of the album is Memo Reaper, and we heard the song Sorry We Missed You. And that would happen to be, well, Rick White, who, of course, is of Eric's Trip fame, and then morphed into Elevator to Hell, Elevator Through, and then just Elevator. And hailing from Moncton, New Brunswick. There you go. And I've been really sort of sad because I can't find my Purple Blue album, which is Eric's Trip album of, I don't know, like 96. It was one of their last ones. And I think that is one of their best albums, actually. And I think Amy Brannon, a.k.a. Amy Pearson, I think out there you have it. You have got to be the explanation for the missing Eric's Trip CD. That's okay. I'll just buy another one, I suppose. But yeah, Purple Blue, what a good album. And this one, too, is very good. That I love that song, Sorry We Missed You. There are 14 songs off of this new album. And I've played a couple of a few off this, but the first one is just so good. You know, when you go to a restaurant and you just know that that dish is the best dish and you want to try others, but you just know it's the best bet. You can guarantee it being awesome. That's how that song is to me. Sorry We Missed You. So, okay, I should diverge a bit, but whatever. Before that, we heard something from a band called Motorama. I prefer to say Motorama. Sounds more exciting. Motorama have been around for a long time around these parts, around Vancouver. Ever since I moved here to Vancouver in 97, I know I've been seeing posters, and I don't think I've ever seen them, though. So, I don't know. They're still kicking. And they have a new album out, and it's called Dirt Track Specialist. And we heard You'll Pay. Before that, we heard something new from the Doers. We heard The Good Liver Part 1 off of their new album, Gaiety. And something from something from Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet. Okay, I'm just looking at the way I typed it in. I typed it in on my playlist here. Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planets. No. Okay. So that's from their album, Savvy Showstoppers. We heard Good Cop, Bad Cop. You gotta love those guys. I actually cried when I found out it was the bass player. I'm almost sure. The bass player who died tragically. I think he died of cancer. So Shadowy Men, of course, providing the theme song for Kids in the Hall. And I think the name of that song was On an Average Weekend. An Average Weekend, I think. And I just have such fond memories of that era. You know, early 90s. And I happen to hail from Toronto. No, well, not from Toronto, but from Ontario. Windsor. And but Toronto was close enough by. And I went to, you know, the University of Guelph, which is kind of just around the general Toronto area. And at that time, I was, you know, kind of a youngin' doing my thing, and those guys were just so cutting edge, and they still are. Even though the styles are funny and you see those sort of like African hats and all that, those baggy pants with a cinched waist and all that kind of thing, they're still awesome. They're still funny. I love when they bring out, like, they got the characters, like the lesbian chicks, especially the one skit, what's his name, the little short guy, anyways, when he plays the lesbian monkey saver, animal rescuer, and they try to break into the animal testing facilities. Oh God, it's so funny. But anyways, I digress. Where am I going next? Well, I guess I should tell you that this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm your host, Anita B, and I'm here until 8 o'clock. Oh, at which point in comes Val Cormier with her Folk Oasis. She's here from 8 till 10, and then from 10 o'clock till 11, you have Juicebox with Julia, and that happens to be a sex show, people. So listen, I'm sure you'll be shocked. Her show used to be originally right after mine, and I know somebody tuned in to listen to me and got the time wrong, and they're like, wow, you were talking about all that stuff. I'm like, no, that was not me. That was Julia and Juicebox. No, my show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and the focus here, though, is all Canadian music, in case you haven't guessed. Okay, what are we going to hear next? I have something queued up, and it is, yes, Frog Eyes. We are going to listen to some Frog Eyes. Love these guys. They're out of Victoria. They have a new album out called Tears of the Valedictorian, and I always play the same song, and I'm going to do it again. And I'm going to play it again. Caravan Breakers, They Prey on the Weak and the Old, just because it's so good. It's another classic. A classic in the making. Anyways, yeah, these guys are on Absolutely Kosher Records out of Emeryville, California. And yeah, I guess that's all I can tell you. Enjoy. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM coming at you from the campus of UBC here in Vancouver, BC.
So sad, ship to ship transfer. Keep drunker than when I know where they rise and I know where they wheel and I watch as the teenagers say smoke on its trail and I bet you're sick of hearing songs about the trail. I sing a song about as it escapes. Ship transfer, you're joking now when I knew what they were doing. I knew what they were doing. And I watch as they take it to say, so on the trail. And I bet you're sick of hearing songs on the trail. And I sing this song about asking the skills.
Okay, out of Ottawa, that right there is Andrew Vincent and his Pirates. Andrew Vincent and the Pirates with Girlfriend's Dog. And the name of that album is A Short Trip with the Pirates. And yeah, what can I tell you about Andrew Vincent? Just that he's not a bad-looking guy, to be honest with you. He's on Kelp Records. This release was put, I'm guessing a good 5 years ago. That's my guess. So it's been a little while, but, and I don't really, no, yeah, this is 01. I can't really tell you exactly what's been going on with those guys lately, but just they put on a good show too. So if they're ever around and if they're still together, I don't know, check them out. You will not be disappointed. Before Andrew Vincent, we heard Local Boys, The Transmitters, with the song, hold on here, Everyone Wants to Lose Control, off their new album. And they just came back from a tour, or I don't know if they're back yet, actually. Yeah, no, I think they're back. A tour of England. And one of the members is wife is my hairstylist, so I heard all of the interesting stories. It sounds like they had a really good time and they did well. And they had their share of really successful shows and really like quiet, out of the way, weird little town, 14 people shows, which is what's expected, right? When you tour. But like I like to say, not every night is a Friday or Saturday. You have to get from point A to B. And oftentimes you play on those Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays. In places like Sault Ste. Marie, or I suppose in the Transmitters' case, in their case, probably Bellingfixshire or whatever, some little tiny town in England. I don't know. All the towns seem to end with Shire, S-H-I-R-E. Okay, before the Transmitters, we heard Frog Eyes out of Victoria with their song, Caravan Breakers. They prey on the weak and the old. I'm just going through my playlist here, and I have to scroll through it. Anyways, their new album is called Tears of the Valedictorian. And, yeah, there you go. Okay, so I am going to play us some new music. And we're going to hear something from Toronto band Raising the Fawn. They have a new album out on Sonic Onion Records, and it's called Sleight of Hand. And, yeah, they're from Toronto. What else can I tell you? They've been around for a while. Back when I used to participate in a lot of those like chat rooms and discussion boards and be like super duper involved in indie rock, there were a lot of discussion about them. A lot of people like them. Lately, I don't know if I've just gotten older or whatever, but and I love the music and I'm here almost every week, but not quite as obsessed, not quite as thrown into the whole scene as I used to be. But that's okay. Let's hear the first song. It's called River of Gold. But before I do that, I'd like to tell you that you are listening to Sam Squanch's Hideaway. That's my show, and I'm your host, Anita B. And the focus here is Canadian music. And I'm here with you every Wednesday from 6:30 until 8, except for the first Wednesday of each month. And at that point, 6:30 to 8, the first Wednesday of each month, you get Miko Hoffman and her show, which is And Sometimes Why. And there you go. So that means next week, you will get Miko. And it just happens to be my birthday. A week from today. How exciting is that? Not really that much exciting. The older you get, you just kind of go, really? Another birthday. Okay. Anyways, here you go. This is Raising the Fawn on CITR 101.9 FM, where I am 1 week from turning another year older.
Gonna come back and pull. driving with a yellow dog. I-95's got a smile on his face and big shiny eyes. Up at a decent hour, never ate yet. Got a little Johnny Cash in the old tape deck. Nothing in the trunk but some baseball gloves, pair of jumper cables and a set of golf clubs. Blanket on the back seat, we're in rough shape. Sunroof held on with a bit of duct tape. Looking for a gas station, better make a list. Fill her up with regular, I need to take a piss. Sexy girl, air freshener, stacks in a pinwheel. Top up the fluids, clean the bugs off the windshield. Not a care in the world, not a how and a why. No destination, not a cloud in the sky. Back on the road, not a moment too soon. Dish ran away with some other spoon. Wicked and weird, I'm a road hog with an old dog singing slow songs, trying to hold on. Wicked and weird, I'm a rat fish under practice, doing backflips on your mattress. Wicked and weird, I'm a road hog with an old dog singing slow songs, trying to hold on. Wicked and weird, I'm a rat fish trying to practice, doing backflips on your mattress. Hole in the muffler, ghosts on the shoulder, cough drops, loose change in the beverage holder. To roll down the window, you gotta use a wrench. Been thinking about brushing up on my French. Right there in the glove box, if you should look, you'll find 40 parking tickets and a copy of the good book. Don't bother looking, you'll never find me. I'm starting from scratch and leaving trouble behind me. Wicked and weird, I'm a road hog with an old dog singing slow songs, trying to hold on. Wicked and weird, I'm a rat fish trying to practice, doing backflips on your mattress. Wicked and weird, I'm a road hog with an old dog singing slow songs, trying to hold on. Wicked and weird, I'm a rat fish trying to practice, doing backflips on your mattress.
Okay, that right there is Buck 65, and we heard the song Wicked and Weird from his album Talkin' Honky Blues that was recorded back released back in 2003. Before that, we heard something from the Toronto band Metric with their song Hardwire from their new release, which is Grow Up and Blow Away, which actually features songs that were recorded about 7 or 8 years ago. There you go. And Raising the Fawn was in there before that with their song River of Gold from the Sonic Onion record Sleight of Hand. Raising the Fawn being from Toronto. Okay, you are listening to Sam Squanch's Hideaway here on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Anita B, and I have about 16 more minutes here before Val Cormier comes in. And what can I tell you? Well, we're going to continue listening to some Canadian music. And let's listen to, we haven't listened to the Inbreds in a while, so we'll listen to that. And apparently, I heard a rumor. Well, I don't know. I think there either has been released or they're in the works. It is in the works of being put out. In an Inbreds tribute album. I don't know much about it, but that's what I heard. So that should be interesting. But so from their album Combinator with a K, we're going to hear, well, let's see, either Any Sense of Time or Amelia Earhart. How about Any Sense of Time? Those are my two favorite songs, as are probably most of you guys's. As are probably most of your guys's. Whatever. My nose is getting stuffy. I'm sounding all stuffy. I don't like that. But whatever. I'm not here to talk. I'm here to play. So let's do that. Let's listen right now to the Inbreds on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
The New Testament.
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. You remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate. He fiddled while.
Yeah. No. Well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer. Okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
3:30 to the Nod Rush Show.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you out.